I hope that it's not being seen as me leaving in a good shape. We were a committee, and all 14 of us in that committee, like, we all did our part, and this year there was a real concerted effort by everyone. We were disappointed last year when we had only 20 teams. This year we got it up to 29, some of them very big teams, some of them first-timers, and our schools initiative through Highland Radio, their roll call for Relay, I think has helped the numbers and helped the people appreciate what Relay for Life is all about.
You spoke on the main stage of needing to get some new ideas, needing to get some new life in. You're hoping that Relay will continue, perhaps in different in places, perhaps with a new imprint on it, perhaps with a younger, fresh point of view, maybe?
Absolutely, Donal. I think, you know, after 12 years you become stale, and the ideas that you have are, you know, the same ideas as you had, and the people that you're approaching and, you know, mixing with and going to get support, it's the same people. So I think someone new with younger ideas, more astute of the world here now and the technology that entailed it, needed going forward, I think it is very positive.
At the centre of Relay is the Celebrate, Remember and Fight Back message, that message that cancer is a reality in our community, it's a reality in every family in this county and beyond, and the purpose of Relay is to celebrate the fact that survivorship is growing, remember those that have gone, and you would see it as very important to raise money for treatment and for services, but also for research, and that remains a key element of what you believe Relay is and should be.
Absolutely, Donald, but I also believe that the education and awareness piece is at least as important as the money. The money is important. Without money, there wouldn't be services and everything, but the whole education and awareness piece is really, really important. And I think we're making strands on that. And I think in September, the Cancer Society will be rolling out a project that was initiated here in Donegal called Cancer in the Classroom. And we have three teachers taking part in it. One from Gidor, one in Letterkenny, and one in St. Staffan's National School in Donegal. And, you know, they're Ida and Colm and Tracy are tremendous. And when that is rolled out to schools, I think it will be a real positive, lasting piece of encouragement for pupils that teachers are one with them.